الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون هو الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قضى أجلا وأجل مسمى عنده ثم أنتم تمترون وهو الله في السماوات وفي الأرض يعلم سركم وجهركم ويعلم ما تكسبون. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created the heavens and the earth, and who originated darkness and light, yet the disbelievers associate others in worship with Allah. It is He who created you from clay and determined the term for your death, and with Him is another term for you to be resurrected, yet you doubt. He knows what you conceal, and He knows what you reveal, and He knows what you earn. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His peace and blessings upon His last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, and upon those who follow his guidance until the day of judgment. The class tonight, inshallah, is titled, Why Don't You Pray 5 Times a Day? This is a message for a person who is turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to bring him back to loving Allah azza wa jal. We want everybody to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we want for everyone to be guided. And we sincerely wish for everybody to be able to make it to paradise, to stay in the eternal enjoyment of paradise. This message, don't take it as a lecture. Take it as a word of advice from a person who might have been sitting in your place years ago. Not only that, but he was struggling with these 5 daily prayers. I myself, your speaker, I had hard time praying these 5 daily prayers long time ago. It was very hard and very difficult on me. Every night when I go to sleep, or so many nights when I am about to go to sleep, I would sit, think about my day. And I would say, SubhanAllah, today I only prayed 1 prayer. Or I only prayed 2 prayers. And I skipped 3 or 4. And I would always say to myself, tomorrow morning, I'm going to start praying the 5 daily prayers. And I know that many people have said this, that tomorrow morning, I'm going to start praying my 5 daily prayers. But you know what? The morning have never come for many people. Usually we start our lectures by saying, dear brothers in Islam, and dear sisters in Islam. But tonight, we don't know what to say. Because we know that we can't say, oh brother, who doesn't pray the 5 daily prayers. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla states to us clearly in the Quran, فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. If they repent and they start praying and paying their zakah, then they are your brothers. And we start our lectures by saying, dear Muslim brothers, dear Muslim sisters, but you know what? We might not even be able to say that. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about salah, whoever leaves it, he has truly committed disbelief. But we call this person by saying, O servant of Allah, O slave of Allah, we want to share with you a couple of words. Why don't you pray? Have you asked yourself this question before? Why do so many people fill the masajid, they fill the mosques for prayer, and you do not come to the salah? Are they better than you? Or maybe you think that you are better than them. Maybe you are too arrogant to put your forehead in the floor for Allah Azza wa Jal 5 times a day. We hope that this is not the case. You know, they said that one of the philosophers who did not accept Islam, he said, whenever I see a mosque and I see the people praying, I become very sad that I am not a Muslim. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you maybe to be born as a Muslim. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. Maybe the disbelievers will wish that they were Muslims. Another person who was a Jew, who accepted Islam, he said there was a question that will always come up to my mind. This question will always come to me over and over and over. Why don't I accept the religion of Islam? But he said this question will be raised more in my mind whenever I see a simple man, a simple person who's praying and he's enjoying his prayer to his Lord, his Creator. And I will say to myself, I wish I could also pray like this person. I wish I could talk to God like this person. And then he said, finally, I submitted, but after 65 years. Why don't you pray? You might say, I don't pray because I don't have time. Because I don't have time for salah. Because I'm so busy with this dunya. And this is an answer that you find from many people, or you receive from so many people. Didn't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down this wealth for you so that you may be able to establish the salah? As it was narrated in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have sent down wealth so that you may be able to establish the salah and so that you may be able to pay the zakah. This is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you this wealth. You might say, Allah gave me this wealth because He loves me. And in this case we'll say, can't you be ashamed? Can't you become shy from Allah Azza wa Jal, who gave you this wealth and you are saying that He gave it to me because He loves me? Why don't you stand before the one whom you claim that you love? Some people will say, I don't pray because I'm working. And I heard this from some people. I was told from some people that this was the argument of some of the people that didn't pray. They told them, we don't pray because working is an act of worship. So we're worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by just working. Well, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is a kind of a slave who's called Abdul Dinar, the servant of the dinar, the servant of the dollar. Or maybe you're thinking about the dollar as the almighty dollar, and you're not thinking about Allah Azza wa Jal as the almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This is why you think that running after the money and running after your work is the act of worship that you should be doing. If anyone was to be excused from not praying because he's busy with his work, it would have been the one who's fighting in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who's giving his soul for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. But even for this kind of person, Allah didn't excuse him. Allah Azza wa Jal describes in the Quran very precisely the prayer of the people who are fighting in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal. Half of them should pray and the other half should be watching and so forth. Very precise. So if anyone was to be excused, it would have been this person who's protecting the honor and the land of the Muslims. A sick person was not excused. If you can't pray standing, the Prophet ﷺ said, you pray sitting. If you can't pray sitting, you have to lay on your side. You can pray laying on your side. There is no excuse. And again the question comes, why don't you pray? Some people might say that I'm just lazy to take off my shoes and make wudu, and I don't want to go through all of that. But I have something for you. You know that when you just make this simple wudu, when you just wash your hand 3 times, rinse your mouth, your nose, you wash your face, your arms, you wipe your head and your ears, and then you wash your feet, did you know that just by doing this act, which might not take you more than a minute and a half, and then you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Didn't you know that all 8 gates of heaven will be opened for you, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? After this, after knowing this, I don't think you should become lazy. Jannah is so easy. Just by doing this act, all the 8 gates of Jannah will be opened for you. Some people might say that I don't pray, it's just because I find it very difficult for me to pray. It's too heavy, it's too difficult. Well, I'll give you a very simple example. Remember that night when you tried to go to sleep and you found it very difficult to go to sleep? What did you do? You started to strive and to struggle to be able to go to sleep. You closed the door, you turned off the lights, you did everything, you chose the nice pillow, you laid down in the best position, you did everything possible. Why? To be able to go to sleep. You strove just to be able to go to sleep. What about striving to gain Jannah and to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Some people will say, I don't pray because those people who pray, they are the ones who steal, they are all liars, they are this, they are that. Didn't you see that Allah Azza wa Jal gave us an opposite description? Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, that truly prayer prevents people from indecencies and from evil deeds. And let's suppose that some of the people or many of the people who pray, they do bad things. Well, you should become the one who pray and treat people well and doesn't steal from people. Some people, when you ask them, why don't you pray? They would say, I have a good heart and I do not harm anybody. Then why should I pray? I'll tell you, Allah Azza wa Jal is the only one who truly knows what is in your heart. Allah Azza wa Jal is the only one who knows whether you have a good heart or not. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that whoever leaves this salah is a disbeliever. Then how could you claim that you still have a good heart? It is impossible. We have a statement from you and a statement from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Going to believe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you had good iman, you would have prayed. Do you know why? Because salah, Allah Azza wa Jal calls it in the Quran, iman. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ, that Allah Azza wa Jal wouldn't have caused your iman, meaning your salah, to be lost. Some people might say, well, I have a good heart and I do good things and I don't harm other people, so maybe salah is not important for me now. If you say that salah is not important for you now, it's as if you are accusing Allah Azza wa Jal of not knowing what is important. If it wasn't important, Allah Azza wa Jal wouldn't have mentioned it in the Quran about 700 times. Let's suppose that your boss asked you to do something. Put this thing over there, for example. And then he comes after some time and you didn't do anything. And he asks you, why didn't you do what I asked you to do? You tell him, well, maybe it's not important. Wouldn't he get mad at you? He will get mad at you. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Some people say that we don't pray because we have so many sins. Inshallah, I'm going to repent one day and then I'm going to start praying 5 times a day. But now, I'm still not very clean. I don't deserve to stand in lines with these Muslims. I have so many sins. Inshallah, I'll repent first. Didn't you know that there was a woman during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? She used to steal from people. So they told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about her. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that her prayer is eventually going to stop her from stealing. So pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do these salawat, even if you do other sins. Even if you were last night, if you were in a nightclub, don't come to yourself and say, oh, it's Fajr time. Well, I've spent all night in disobedience. Why should I pray now? No, pray. And inshallah, through this prayer, you're going to achieve repentance. And you're going to stop whatever sins you are committing. Some people would say we don't pray because Allah Azza wa Jal is the most forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. This is why I don't pray. I'm hoping for Allah's mercy. You know what some of the scholars of Islam said? They said that hoping for the mercy of the one that you do not obey is a type of foolishness. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells you in the Quran clearly, نَبِّئْ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Tell my servants that I am the most forgiving and I am the most merciful. In the same ayah, you know what Allah Azza wa Jalla says? وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. And that my punishment is the most severe punishment. In just in the same exact line, Allah Azza wa Jalla describes himself with both. Hope for Allah's mercy, but do well, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive you and have mercy on you. The last type of people that I would like to mention here, the type of people whom when you ask them, why don't you pray, they would say, well, I prayed, and I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so many things, I asked Allah for many things, but Allah never gave them to me. And for these kind of people who would say, didn't you know that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who knows what is best for you? You might have asked Allah Azza wa Jalla for a car, and Allah Azza wa Jalla chose not to give it to you. You know why? Maybe because if He gave you that car, you could have gotten into a car accident and you became paralyzed. And Allah Azza wa Jalla didn't want to do that to you. And this goes with every single thing. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why do we pray? The meaning, the basic meaning of the word salah in Arabic, salah means connection. Connection. To have a sila, to have a connection with someone. For a person who says that, I believe that there is a creator, I believe that there is Allah, I believe that there is someone who created this universe, the first question that you could ask this person, do you have any connection with this creator? Do you have any connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you have any sila with Allah? Do you pray the 5 daily prayers to Allah Azza wa Jalla? Salah is called the mother of the acts of worship. Why is that? Because in salah you use all of your limbs. And salah resembles so many other acts of worship. For example, in Hajj you face the Qibla. And in salah you face the Qibla. You face towards Mecca. In fasting, you don't eat and drink. And in salah, you do not eat and drink. In jihad, people struggle and fight for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in salah, they struggle against their own selves. In salah, you use your mind in reflection, reflecting, and in thinking about the verses that are being recited. And you use your heart in having khushu'ah and humbleness before Allah. This is why when the Prophet ﷺ would bow to Allah Azza wa Jalla, he would say, خَشَعَ لَكَ سَمْعِي وَبَصَرِي. My hearing is humbled before you. My eyes are humbled before you. خَشَعَ لَكَ سَمْعِي وَبَصَرِي وَمُخِّي وَعَظْمِي. My mind and my bones, everything in me is humbled before Allah Azza wa Jalla. Did you know that when you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal turns towards you with His face, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He will turn away from you only when you turn away from Him in the salah. Did you have this feeling in your prayer when you prayed to Allah Azza wa Jal? Didn't you know that those people who pray, you can always tell from their faces, from the light which Allah Azza wa Jal has put in their faces, because they talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah Azza wa Jalla gave them from His light. And I have another question for you. If I tell you that tonight you're invited to the house of, let's say, Michael Jordan, many young people will be so happy. If I tell them you can tell him whatever you want and you can ask him whatever questions you want, he will be so happy. If you tell some other people that tonight you are invited to the house of Bill Gates, ask him whatever you want and he will give it to you. Talk to him. Be happy. Enjoy that visit. If you were able to have that visit and you see the people around you saying, okay, it's time to leave, you might be saying, no, let's enjoy this visit. Let's stay more. What if you are in the time of the Prophet ﷺ and the Prophet of Allah invited you to his house? Wouldn't you be honored with that invitation?
Wouldn't you run to the Prophet ﷺ's house and sit with him and enjoy talking to him? You know that Allah Azza wa Jal is calling you to his house every single day, 5 times a day. The caller starts and shouts, Hayya ala salah. Come to the salah. Come to the salah. And did you know that so many people reject this invitation from the creator of the universe, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did you know that so many people rejected talking to Allah and having a conversation between them and Allah Azza wa Jal? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you say in your salah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, praise be to Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said that Allah Almighty, the Creator, he says, Hamidani Abdi, my servant have praised me. Then when you say, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my servant lauded me. And then when you say, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Allah Almighty will say, my servant glorified me. And then when you say, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, you alone do we worship and you alone do we seek help from, Allah Azza wa Jal will say that this is between me and my servant. And for my servant, whatever he asks for. And then you go and you say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us to the straight path. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is for my servant and for my servant what he had asked for. It's a conversation between you and the creator of the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an invitation to his house, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the question comes, why are you running away from Allah azza wa jal? When every single cell in your body is from Allah Azza wa Jal. And every good thing that you're receiving in your life, every single good thing that you're receiving in this life is directly from Allah Azza wa Jal. I'll give you another example. If your father or if your mother, if one of them tells you that, my son, these are my final words. These are my final words. I'm dying. And then they give you a piece of advice. How much would you take care of that advice of your father or of your mother? If your father, right before he died, he told you, please do such and such. Don't forget. Would you do it? I'm sure that all of you would say, yes, we would do it. What about your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You know what was his last word, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was dying? He was saying, As-salah, 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 the prayer, the prayer, the prayer. And he continued to saying, the narrator of the hadith says that the Prophet sallam continued to advise us with prayer, salah, 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 until he was not even able to say it with his tongue. We could just hear it in the chest of the Prophet sallam, and the Prophet sallam was not even able to pronounce it with his tongue, alayhi salatu wasalam. These were the last words of your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So how much care are you going to give to this last words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Have you imagined yourself on the Day of Judgment, coming on that day with your sins in your back? And Allahu a'lam, how many sins do you have? You come with your sins in your back. You are in the difficulties of that day. The sun is close to the people, as the Prophet ﷺ said, and people are sweating and sweating. Maybe your sweat have reached your ears. You're so thirsty. And over there, you see a nice, beautiful, big pool with sweet water. And who's giving the people the drinks? It's your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you come there and you're about to drink, and it will be said to you from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, suhqan suhqa, may you be destroyed. Why? Because the angels have said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't know what they have done after you. You don't know what they have invented after you. And you're not allowed to drink. You know that from there you might be moving to the position of Hisab. But guess what is the first question? As the Prophet ﷺ said, it is about your prayer. It is about your salah. How did you do with your salah? If you did well, then everything after that is going to be simple and easy and you're going to succeed. But if you didn't take care of your salah, the obligatory prayers, you didn't have complete salah, and it will be said to the angels, did he pray any extra prayers or did she pray any extra prayers? And they will be moving to the extra prayers. What if you didn't do good in either one of them? What if you do not even pray the obligatory prayers? Then everything after that is going to be difficult. You say that I am a Muslim. But did you know that some of the scholars like Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said that the place of Islam in people's life is equivalent to the place of the salah in their hearts. So look at yourself. How big is the place of salah is in my heart? And then you will say, how much do you have from Islam? I'm sure you look for success in this life and in the hereafter. But how did Allah Azza wa Jal describe those who are successful? He said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful are the believers. What is the first description of these believers who are successful? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who are humble before Allah Azza wa Jal when they do their prayers. And then Allah Azza wa Jal concludes the description of the successful believers by saying, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those who observe their prayers and they preserve their prayers and they take care of their prayers. Don't you want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to encompass you? Look at this beautiful ayah in the Quran where Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله. That the believing men and the believing women, they are supporters of one another. They enjoin that which is good and they forbid the evil and they establish the salah and they pay the zakah. They obey Allah and His Messenger. This type of people, they're going to be encompassed with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're struggling with these five daily prayers. What if there were 50? Allah Azza wa Jal, when He first ordered us to pray these five daily prayers, originally there were 50. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to command this ummah to pray 50 times a day. But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came back to Allah. And look at this. Allah Azza wa Jal didn't tell Jibreel alayhi salam to convey this message to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No. Allah Azza wa Jal chose to talk to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam directly when it came to the issue of salah. 50 prayers every single day. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Allah Azza wa Jal to reduce it. Why? Because we are weak. And Allah Azza wa Jal reduced it to 5 daily prayers. But Allah Azza wa Jal, from His generosity, He said something very beautiful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, خَمْسٌ فِي الْعَمَلِ وَخَمْسُونَ فِي الْأَجْرِ. That there are 5 prayers in action. When you do them, there are 5 daily prayers. But the reward is a reward of 50 prayers. The prayer is a solution from being worried and fussy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. That man was created impatient. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. When good comes to him, he's stingy. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. And when evil comes to him, he becomes so worried. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Except for those people who pray and they preserve their prayers. You might say, I have so many sins, as you said earlier, and this is why I don't pray.
We'll listen to this story where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks with Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. And it was like a time where the leaves were falling. So Abu Dharr says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took one of the branches of the trees and he shook it alayhi salatu wasalam until all the leaves fell off. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Dharr that, "Oh Abu Dharr," so Abu Dharr said, "Labbayk ya Rasulullah." This is a way of expressing your respect to the person who's calling you. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that whenever a believing servant prays a prayer seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his sins will fall just like these leaves falling from this branch of the tree.